broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July the 10th in the year of our Lord 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great tools for peaceful restoration that we have at our fingertips. Welcome to the broadcast. As you know, we reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Liberty Roundtable Live. I'm going to skip our recap because we've got an incredible guest. We'll go straight to that, do the recap of yesterday's show later on. Our guest, Cliff Kincaid. We've known Cliff for about 25 years or so. He used to work with Reed Arvine over at Accuracy in Media. Phenomenal job over there. Now he does USA Survival, America Survival stuff. He stands for liberty, and he released a video that caught our attention a couple of days ago. We watched it, thought it was incredible, a great update on a reality check that most folks aren't going to hear anywhere else. Valuable information that people absolutely must know. And the best part about it is, well, we didn't know if it mattered. Because if Donald Trump had put Mike Lee on the court, well, we might have dodged a bullet. Sad to say, we did not. Now, the Donald Trump putting Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court, in my mind, is a disaster. Now, it's very strange because the liberals are acting like it's horrible. They're crying foul. But he has a history of being very liberal. He's got all kinds of liberal friends. He served his whole life in government. And it just goes downhill from there, to say the least. Brett Kavanaugh has divided conservatives. I've literally got emails from conservatives, pro and against Kavanaugh, big time. And it's almost like a litmus test. You can kind of tell who's really conservative by whether they oppose or whether they back Judge Kavanaugh. With that introduction, a well-known journalist for, hey man, as long as I've been radio, which is more than 25 years and longer, Cliff Kincaid, former talk show host and more. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Good to be with you, Sam.
All right. What do you think of my introduction? Is that kind of the reality check?
I think we need to know quickly that Brett Kavanaugh, when he was associate independent counsel in the Ken Starr investigation, which is perceived to be anti-Clinton, actually participated in a cover-up of a murder of Clinton White House lawyer Vincent Foster. That's what our videotape is all about. That's what I've been covering for literally 25 years since the Foster death was reported. Foster, of course, was Deputy White House counsel in the Clinton White House. His body was found dead in Fort Marcy Park outside of Washington, D.C. The government claimed it was a suicide, except they could never find the bullet. His fingerprints were not on the gun, et cetera, et cetera. And at the time, Ken Starr was running the Office of Independent Counsel in charge of the overall Clinton investigation involving things like Monica Lewinsky. But it was a Foster case that was the most important because it involved the death of a high-level federal official. And that's why, Sam, we did this video the other day with a Foster researcher by the name of Hugh Turley to outline all the damning evidence against Kavanaugh when he was a young lawyer, when he ran this cover-up. And now he's been rewarded with a nomination for the Supreme Court. It's outrageous.
This guy's got so many skeletons in his closet. It's beyond imagination. He literally came to the conclusion that Vince Foster killed himself, even though evidence, even internal government evidence, points to the contrary so loudly you can't ignore it, sir.
They claim that Vince Foster drove his a light silvery gray Honda to Fort Marcy Park, again, just outside of D.C., and killed himself. And yet the witness, Patrick Knowlton, who was at the park when Foster was dead, said there was no such car at the park. Instead, there was a brown car. So clearly, Foster was driven to the car to the park. He was killed there. They brought his car later to make it look like he had committed suicide. Again, no fingerprints on the gun, no bullet there. It wasn't his gun. There was initially a prosecutor in charge of the case named Miguel Rodriguez who said the whole thing was fishy. And that's, of course, what President Trump had said when he campaigned for office. He said the Foster death was fishy. But now he's rewarded with a top seat on the high court, a guy who was part of the fishy cover-up.
Do you think Trump is doing this with full knowledge, or do you think he just doesn't quite connect the dots and get it?
Who knows? One of my suspicions, I got many, is that Anthony Kennedy, who by the way, Brett Kavanaugh was one of his law clerks, Anthony Kennedy, who gave us gay marriage and other outrages. I mean, Anthony Kennedy has just been a disaster as a judge on the Supreme Court. Kennedy may have gone to Trump and said, look, I'll step down, but you got to nominate Kavanaugh. And if that's true, that's even more evidence of how the swamp operates. This is a network of people in Washington, D.C. It's no big surprise here. This is how Washington works. It's called the swamp. Trump should know all about it. Whether he made a deal, I don't know, but something is fishy about this pick.
And they made a huge to-do about Donald's interviewed more candidates than anybody else and all that kind of stuff. But I don't see him picking a conservative candidate here at all. Kavanaugh is kind of the most liberal, the most politically tied in. I mean, the guy's basically been a government wonk his whole life. The guy met his wife when they both worked for George W. Bush.
George W. Bush originally nominated him to the U.S. Circuit Court. Yeah, he was part of the Bush administration. He went there from serving as the Associate Independent Counsel. Look, all of that is bad enough, but as our video, which you can find at our website, usasurvival.org, as our video makes clear, with one of the premier experts on the Vincent Foster case, this is not only fishy, but Brett Kavanaugh was part of the cover-up. See, we had a guy, a prosecutor, who originally handled the Foster case named Miguel Rodriguez. He thought it was fishy. He smelled a rat. He thought it was a homicide. And eventually the pressure got so intense on him, he quit. They forced him out. That's when Kavanaugh came in and said, oh, don't worry, it was a suicide, case closed.
Furthermore, we got to talk about the guy that was at the park. He was a reliable witness, told the truth. The car wasn't there. But then they literally created incredible witness tampering against him, right?
That's right. His name was Patrick Knowlton. He was a guy who, at the time, he just stopped at the park to take a leak. That's all he was doing. He was a worker at a nearby construction site. He stopped at the park to take a leak. He remembered all the cars he saw. He was one of several witnesses who said there was no silvery gray car of the kind Foster owned. There was no such car at the park. And when he, a day later, saw the story about somebody dead at the park, he volunteered his testimony. He said, I'm going to be a good citizen and tell people what I know. And yet he got before the grand jury and they tried to discredit his testimony because it didn't fit in with the suicide in the park theory.
Then they literally sick men on him. They follow him around, witness intimidation in daylight, in public, in D.C., he tries to go and report that abuse, that violation of protocol when it comes to witness tampering. He goes in to report it. What happens?
Well, they uh, they're not concerned about it at all. Why? Because they were behind it, because the people in the special counsel's office, the independent counsel's office, were behind the witness intimidation. Literally 20 to 25 agents of the government, probably many of them FBI, followed Patrick Knowlton and his then-girlfriend around. They would knock on his door, they would call him up, hang up the phone, they were following him on the streets to try to get him to change his testimony to say he saw Foster's car at the park. And he remained true to his testimony despite the intimidation. This is how sick this whole thing is. And Kavanaugh had to know about the intimidation of the witnesses.
However, he did nothing about it, virtually dismissed the witness. Now, let's talk about the Vince Foster scenario. Not only was there not a car there like they claimed, not only was there no fingerprints on the gun, but the gun was in the wrong hand.
Well, it was placed in the wrong hand around his thumb in a way that made it almost impossible to commit suicide. The whole thing is so suspicious. The evidence is that he was taken, driven to the park by somebody else, then he was murdered, then the crime scene was staged to make it look like a suicide, but even that wasn't convincing. And Kavanaugh was part of this. He went along. As Miguel Rodriguez said after he left, he said, these guys go along to get along, to move up the ladder, and the ladder leads to the Supreme Court.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Cliff Kincaid, our guest. Hang tight. Sam and Kurt on your radio. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. USASurvival.org is his website. Check it out.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm a prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
By the way, Judge Kavanaugh opposed the release, the public release of the portions of the STARS report detailing Clinton's interactions with the White House intern, if you will. I know that's a separate story, but I'm just telling you, he even opposed us knowing what happened with that, right? He was a secretary for George W. Bush, if you will. He's a very liberal judge as well. The liberals love this guy. He has incredible ties, and he's incredible wise at how he writes things. One of the things that he did in this report about Vince Foster is he peppered arguments or pieces of discussions throughout his 100-plus page document. In other words, usually when you write well and you want to make a convincing argument, you put everything in a given topic together. Let's say we talk about the car and the witnesses. That would all be together. In this case, it's all spread out throughout the document, which makes it very, very difficult to connect the dots. At first, you read part of it, and you're like, I agree with that. And then you read the next part, and you go, wait a minute. And it's all done by design. It's very crafty, very smoothly done if you don't understand legal documentation or legal intention. This is done on purpose for the cover-up. Hugh Turley is in this video with Cliff Kincaid, released 5 days ago at USASurvival.org. Incredible detailed work, kind of a culmination of their 25-year journalistic efforts to document what's going on here. That's a critical component. In addition to the gun being in the wrong hand and that being ignored, in addition to the witness testifying there was no car there and that being ignored, in addition to witness tampering, in addition to now we've got a lot of this stuff, which literally creates this conundrum of, hey, we can't trust this guy. He's worked for Ken Starr. He's worked for George Bush. He's been in the White House. Him and his wife were in the White House together. Now this guy, literally a cover-up agent. As you mentioned right before the break, Cliff Kincaid, he aspired to the Supreme Court from the get-go.
The whole thing is very troubling. I have to ask you, Sam, do you think Senator Mike Lee is going to go along with this?
No, absolutely not. And that's the whole point, is I think that Mike Lee would be true blue, and he would simply say, listen, I don't control this, but I won't be involved in cover-ups either. And I think that's the decision-making choice, is that Donald wants to appease the liberals enough to get his guy through. It'll be more conservative than Kennedy might, but it'll basically, as Joel Skousen in worldaffairsbrief.com writes, hey, many liberals are applauding this. When the mainstream establishment, conservative or liberal, praises something, it's time to beware, folks.
Yeah, it's. I hope you or somebody there can get this video in front of Senator Lee, because we need somebody on the Judiciary Committee, like Lee or somebody else, who can raise these questions of the Vince Foster cover-up directly with Kavanaugh.
Do you want to chime in on this, Kurt? By the way, his father, Edward Kavanaugh, and his mother were both lawyers. He's gone to Harvard and Yale. He's taught at Harvard and Yale. He spent his time in D.C. He's been in the White House. He met his wife from the White House. This is a political insider to the umpth degree, is the problem with this. And when Donald wants to drain the swamp, wow, you could have picked a guy from Utah that actually might do it. Now you pick a political connected on both sides of the aisle, big time judge.
And here's another one for you, Sam. We didn't even get into this in our video. This doesn't have to do with the Foster case necessarily, but it turned out Kavanaugh, as a judge in 2015, defended the Obama administration's NSA dragnet collection of hundreds of millions of Americans' phone calls.
Wow. I don't even know how to respond to that. Kurt, do you want to respond to this?
You know, when it sure would have been much nicer if he just picked like Judge Roy Moore. You know, I mean, that would sure been easy for me. Like you say, you know, you look at this whole thing, and man, it's just so many times the swamp monsters are just, they're everywhere, man. You just
is Donald himself now. I mean, listen to a lot of the swamp advisors, I'm sure. Now, listen to this. This is interesting. No Supreme Court justice has never had more than one former law clerk join the court behind them. If Kavanaugh's confirmation is successful, Judge Kennedy will be the first to have two of his law clerks, now Supreme Court justices, serving together. All right? So there you have it.
Yeah, this is very bad for so many reasons. First of all, Anthony Kennedy was, of course, as we all know, not a reliable conservative. And conservatives have gotten burned so many times on this. I did a newsletter yesterday after we found out about Kavanaugh, and I went through the history of bad appointments. Not only Kennedy, but remember David Souter was another one. Sandra Day O'Connor. But here's the thing. George W. Bush had also nominated somebody named Harriet Myers to the Supreme Court. And she was so unqualified that after about 3 weeks of pressure, she was forced to withdraw her name. And then Bush turned around and nominated a strong conservative named Samuel Alito, who became Supreme Court Associate Justice. The same thing can happen here if you and your listeners take this information to your senators, especially Senator Lee, and say, we need answers to the Vince Foster cover-up. We need answers on Kavanaugh's endorsement of Obama's mass NSA surveillance of phone calls. We might be able to generate enough of an uproar that Trump himself, if he's alerted to this, could ask Kavanaugh to withdraw.
Now, Rand Paul says he's keeping an open mind on Kavanaugh. What do you think of that, Cliff?
Oh, he's just trying to be courteous. Rand Paul knows about Kavanaugh's defense of massive NSA surveillance. This was under Obama. This was a 2015 opinion by Kavanaugh defending Obama, for crying out loud, ladies and gentlemen. If we get Rand Paul and Mike Lee and a few others, whether it's based on the NSA or the Vince Foster case, saying we can't support this guy, Trump will have to pull back.
Wow. I mean, the more I learn about this guy, the more it's shocking. I think he had some involvement with Justice Kagan as well, right?
I don't know about yeah, I've heard some rumors. I mean, Kagan was another case where all the Republican senators, for the most part, go along with Obama's pick of Kagan, who was reportedly the first lesbian nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Republicans always go along with the liberals, and yet when push comes to shove, their nominees to the court are always wishy-washy.
So we can oppose this. But you got to kind of almost wonder, is this going to be just a shoo-in?
No, because if you get Mike Lee and Rand Paul to hold back their endorsements and start bringing up things like the Vince Foster cover-up in public, how long do you think Kavanaugh is going to last? He won't. He can't take the heat. I mean, my gosh, you saw our video. You know how airtight the case is.
Oh, if you pay attention and if you're honest, it's airtight. But I thought it was airtight in the beginning when the gun's in the wrong hand and they got a witness saying the car was never even there. That alone in any case would bring up so many questions and open up a can of worms beyond imagination. But they just swept it under the rug and moved on. I've long since realized that, hey, they're beyond hiding their agenda. They're blatantly in your face going, hey, we'll do whatever we want, and what are you going to do about it? I mean, Hillary being around is proof.
Well, look, I know this has been going on for 25 years in the Foster case, and that's why we did our special show just 5 days ago. Yeah, we didn't have the effect that we intended, and Trump went ahead with the nomination. But I'm telling you, Sam, we can still stop it. We can pull a Harriet Myers and get this nomination withdrawn, and that's what should happen. Don't give up out there, ladies and gentlemen.
And I'm not suggesting to give up. I'm highlighting something on purpose to say, folks, don't fall for this lie that you just got to give up and that we shouldn't do anything. Even if he does make it to the Supreme Court, the more we can make mainstream the truth on who he is, the more accountable he'll be. And I know we haven't seen a judge impeached in our modern times, but at some point you got to say, hey, when these judges get elected, if more information comes out, would the judges be impeachable? And I think, you know, they're supposed to be there on good behavior. And so we should never give up.
You know, I mean, yeah, they should have impeached a bunch of judges years ago, but they haven't.
Exactly right. Nevertheless, the more truth we can put out, the better off. Stay there, Cliff. I got more questions for you. His video is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. USASurvival.org. Share it with everybody you can because we got to get the word out on this. Cliff's exactly right. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Brett Kavanaugh, ladies and gentlemen, was even born inside the Beltway. It's just amazing what an insider this guy is. Now, here's an interesting thing. He's very crafty with his words. In his, he got a stand at the lectern last night after Trump, and he basically said a couple of things that are interesting. He told you that he met his wife in the White House. And then he says, you know, I met her, and then the next day I was following behind her a few steps. And anyway, he's trying to articulate that he's throwing a bone to the feminists and kind of saying, you know, I walk behind my woman. Now, what kind of a guy panders to this stuff right out of the gate? It's a reference that at first you might, you know, say, oh, he's just being polite to the girl he met and married and loves. And no. You don't bring up your wife and then say you walked steps behind her in this example if you're not already kowtowing to that kind of stuff. So expect this guy to literally scrape and bow and literally give away the farm to become the next Supreme Court justice. And that's what we've absolutely got to stop. It's not a done deal. Conservatives are divided. It will only take a few to stop it. And the more we can expose the truth about who this guy is, maybe we can even bring up the Vince Foster case and reopen an investigation, Cliff. That would be certainly going on the offensive, and I would do my best to help that happen.
Sam, look, the guy seems to be a nice fellow. He's got a nice-looking family. And as somebody who's been married for 35 years, a happy wife is a happy life. So maybe he's just pandering for that reason. I'm not going to hold that against him. What I hold against him is his work as a lawyer and a judge. And when you are in charge of an independent counsel investigation of the murder of a high-ranking White House official, you got to pursue the truth no matter what. Vincent Foster was the Clinton deputy White House counsel. He knew about all the Clinton scandals. Now, I'm not talking about the recent ones, the server, the emails, and all that. Yeah, go back to the Bill Clinton presidency. They had Travelgate. They had Waco. I mean, I can go down a whole list. Vince Foster was right in the middle of that. And he had the knowledge of all these scandals. And all of a sudden, he ends up dead in Fort Marcy Park. My gosh, you don't just gloss over this thing and say, oh, well, suicide, let's move on. We've got to find out. If we had dealt with this back then, maybe we wouldn't have had all these additional Hillary Clinton scandals years and years later. Maybe we could have cleaned out the FBI 25 years ago instead of finding out that the FBI is still corrupt today.
You're right about that. Kavanaugh even goes on, speaking of his colleagues on the district D.C. court, they call it the D.C. Circuit Court. He called each of them a friend, and he said he was grateful to the Harvard dean who hired him. Guess who that was? Elena Kagan.
So he's right in the middle of the swamp.
And that's the problem, and I hope we get to the bottom of the Vince Foster case. We need to expose this, call it what it is. But you wonder, if we had really got to the bottom of it then, as you wisely mentioned, how many Supreme Court picks would have Clinton and Obama have put in place? I mean, would we be in the same situation at all? And I think the answer is no.
Yeah, Trump has made a horrible strategic mistake here. And I have to say, without picking sides or choosing candidates, he threw a good Christian woman, Amy Coney Barrett, under the bus. She was somebody who had a fantastic personal story, has a great record as a professor and then a judge, and she was hanging out there as a possible candidate until the last minute, and all of a sudden Kavanaugh gets picked.
And Cliff, you mentioned that would Lee have gone along with this, or would he go along with this? And I ask, would Barrett go along? And I don't think she would either.
No. I mean, this is bad. There were so many other good candidates. Why Trump? Maybe there was a behind-the-scenes deal. Maybe pressure was brought to bear. We understand Don McGahn, his White House counsel, was pushing Kavanaugh. We know Kavanaugh is part of the swamp. We know he was part of the Bush administration. But this is not the Trump who in 2016, while campaigning for office, said the Vincent Foster death was fishy.
Amen to that. All right. Anyway, your video is incredible. USASurvival.org. Check it out. It was released 5 days ago, and it's absolutely got the goods. I mean, it's so well documented, it's shocking. Now let's talk a little bit about the people picking sides on this in the conservative camps. Listen carefully, because this is interesting. Larry Klayman of Freedom Watch says, oh no, this guy's a bad guy, just like Sam and Cliff are saying. But Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton, President Trump, quote, hit a home run with his nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. So you go, wow, Judicial Watch is going down the tubes now, too. No wonder Larry left and created Freedom Watch. Now, secondly, then, FreedomWorks comes out and applauds President Trump's selection of Judge Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court nominee. So now FreedomWorks and Judicial Watch are both in the tank for Kavanaugh.
Yep.
This is kind of shocking.
It's shocking. Look, Freedom Works is a Koch brothers outfit. I don't have much regard for them, but I am very disappointed with Judicial Watch and Tom Fitton. I know Tom. This is a group that has been exposing corruption, and they say Trump hit a home run with Kavanaugh.
That's what he says, yep.
I saw it, too. I saw him on Fox News last night. Tom Fitton knows better than that.
I agree. We need to get a hold of him. Guess who else? Tony Perkins, Family Research Council, says it's a great pick, too. But guess who has the fortitude to stand up, ladies and gentlemen? Sam Bushman, Cliff Kincaid, and guess who else? The American Family Association.
Yes.
Yeah. I kid you not. The American Family Association basically says, hey, this is a problem. We got to fight this all the way.
I saw their statement. I'm hoping that more conservatives, after making rash statements in support of Kavanaugh, will take the time to study this guy's record. Our video was only a half hour. That's all the time it's going to take, ladies and gentlemen. Watch our video. It's only going to take a half hour. And we lay it out there, Hugh Turley and myself. And now we're considering a quickie book on the whole subject to try to get it out in the next few weeks, and more TV shows, because look, we don't think we have to surrender at this point. Again, if we just get a couple Republican senators to start raising questions about Foster, about the NSA ruling, we can win this one. Trump, you know, it'll be an embarrassment for Trump to have to withdraw the nomination, but it's better doing that than having this guy on the court for 40 years.
And it's better for Trump to take advisors that wouldn't instruct him to put a political insider in like this in the first place. It was the opportunity of a lifetime. So here's exactly what the American Family Association says. Quote, U.S. Supreme Court alert. Tell senators to oppose Judge Kavanaugh, the American Family Association. They're not backing down a bit. They're literally calling a spade, and I commend them for doing so. But they're scant few conservatives that are willing to oppose this guy.
Build up the momentum, Sam. Thanks for you for all you're doing. We can build up the momentum. This is not lost yet. I repeat, Harriet Myers was nominated, and 3 weeks later she was forced out. This can be done.
All right. You need to get a hold of our buddy Tom Fitton, and we need to really start to get people to kind of get what's going on here. Tony Perkins. I'm trying to find out what Matt Staver has to say about this. I'm wishing Rand Paul and Mike Lee would stand up. It's going to be a little bit difficult for Mike Lee to speak out too boldly, only because they'll say he's a sore loser if he does. But he should say, as a senator, I'm not going to get into the political fanfare on this. I'm just going to vote against him because I don't believe he's the right guy for the job. That's what Mike needs to do.
Yes. Well, he could do more than that. I mean, he should. I don't care. Look, he's a strong guy. He can take the criticism, oh, sore loser, blah, blah, blah. He should say, look, I have serious questions about Kavanaugh's record. I have serious questions about his defense of the NSA. I have serious questions about his handling of the Vincent Foster case, and I'm going to raise these in the Judiciary Committee.
Now, let's be clear so people understand, too. Kavanaugh is very squirrely when it comes to the religious arguments. So on one hand, people think he's a very good stand-up for religion kind of a guy. However, his wordings on the courts are very squirrely in the past 300-plus cases he's been involved in, where he'll give a win, but then he'll give a caveat. In other words, he creates these political time bombs that go off later. And you don't get it if you don't read it carefully. The same thing's true in the Second Amendment situation. We all think it was a huge Heller win or whatever, and turns out that there's some arguments that slice it where he appears that he's on the winning side and he gets a win, but later there's disaster. He's done it on health care, women's rights, on birth control, on gun control, and et cetera, et cetera. You got to look out for this guy. He's crafty as all get out. Cliff Kincaid with us in seconds.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay. Abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-getters to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
The mainstream press will tell you that Kavanaugh worked on the Vince Foster scenario, but they act like he's a conservative about it. The truth is, you got to watch Cliff Kincaid's video. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is part of the cover-up with regards to this Vince Foster case, folks. Hugh Turley breaks it down like no other. Hugh Turley has been an incredible researcher for a long time, worked with you guys, you and Reed at Accuracy and Media, now with USA Survival. I mean, this guy is solid in his reporting, Cliff.
Hugh Turley is one great researcher. He's a writer. He's an analyst. I thought our video interview was simply great because of Hugh's ability to get to the bottom of this thing. You know, when he doesn't have the information, he'll say so. I asked Hugh, what was the motive for the murder of Vince Foster? I mean, we know that Vince Foster was the guy who knew too much. He was in the middle of all these scandals. I seem to think that his knowledge of those scandals made him risky, made him vulnerable. But Hugh will say, I don't know what the motive is. And you don't need to know the motive to know it was a homicide. That's his point. There's just no evidence that Foster killed himself in the park. That wasn't his gun. No fingerprints on the gun. Then later they claimed there was a suicide note, but it never mentioned suicide. There were no fingerprints on the suicide note. I mean, we could go, his car wasn't at the park at the time of the death.
Well, even the cleanup of aides going into the offices and destroying evidence, just like modern times, destroying evidence of our email server stuff and destroying hard drives and things, they literally went in without authority and took all the evidence out of that Vint Foster office as well. That should bring up serious, serious questions indeed.
And then to top it off, getting back to a subject we mentioned earlier, it turned out that Foster had two binders of NSA documents. And all of a sudden, those disappear too. So was he part of a surveillance campaign? I mean, this is stuff that we're dealing with now regarding Trump that go back 25 years. This is the nature of the swamp. This is why the Kavanaugh appointment is so dispiriting, so disappointing, coming from a president who promised to clean out the swamp.
And one thing you got to remember, ladies and gentlemen, is that it's this pressure put on people and the control mechanisms they have that are critical here. How do we ignore all that? Then we do nothing about the Seth Rich murder, pretend it was just a robbery gone awry and ignore all that. You could say that has nothing to do with it, too, but it's similar in nature. Anytime somebody decides to blow the whistle on the Democrats, or I should say on the inside swamp monsters, hey, they wind up dead. It happened 25 years ago with Vince Foster. Now it happens again with Seth Rich, slightly different scenario, but same people, same circumstance, same situation. You got hard drives. Literally, they admitted we literally destroyed hard drives. And there's no accountability anywhere. So even if we connect the dots, the accountability is part of the problem here. And Donald needs to stand up. He might die over it, though, is the reality, Cliff.
Well, the reality is that he has to fight for his political survival, and this only accelerates his demise. That's the problem. When you appear weak to these people, they will take advantage of you, and I'm afraid that this is becoming a first-rate debacle. But there's no other way around it. He has to be pressured to withdraw this nomination and made to realize that he's made a terrible mistake, because if you allow the swamp to win this one, they'll go for the kill next time.
And what they'll do, if you're not very careful, is, you know, he put Jeff Sessions in place, which I believe was a disaster, too. You get Jeff Sessions and a Kavanaugh and a few other key place leaders to go against the Donald, pardon the pun, and this isn't meant literally, but they'll have his head.
That's what you suspect. I'm suspicious. This just stinks from high heaven. It stinks badly, not as much as the Vince Foster cover-up murder, but my gosh, you can't elevate a guy who was part of the cover-up. This is a reward for all the worst political practices and corruption that we've been trying to expose and defeat.
All right, Newsmax is promoting Kavanaugh heavily, too. That, again, this starts to show you who's who. In a hurry, you start to find out on this conservative divide who's going along with the swamp monster and who's going, wait a second, folks.
Yeah.
That should tell you a ton, shouldn't it, Cliff?
This is a time for choosing. This is when you discover who's the real conservative and who's the phony one.
All right, there you have it. Anything else we should know?
Just don't give up. Keep fighting. Get a link. Our video is up on YouTube. We're also on Roku, by the way. So if you watch TV through Roku, the streaming device, you can go to our America Survival TV. But we have links to all of this. You can download our app at usasurvival.org, get our news and information. We're going to keep on top of this. I think we're probably the only major conservative group based in the D.C. area who's taken this seriously.
Wow. Are folks listening, are you able to meet with people to really change the narrative? Some people might not really realize and connect the dots on this. I'm hoping that's the case with Tom Fitton. Otherwise, wow, have I got a confidence crisis in him now and his organization.
Oh, I know. I'll tell you something confidentially on your radio show that we were trying before the actual nomination last night to get Judicial Watch to come out against Kavanaugh. They refused.
Oh, boy. Like I said, this is almost a... Go ahead, sir.
I don't know, Sam. I don't know what has happened over there. I still have a lot of respect for the organization and Tom Fitton personally, but this is huge. As Trump would say, this is bigly.
Yeah, it's so bigly that the problem is if you compromise on this, we can never trust that you won't have a backroom deal on anything going forward. Why would we put money and effort into the effort, even though you do a lot of good things? When are you going to, at some point, you got to say, when are you just going to sell us out without us knowing it?
Yeah, I know.
Wow. All right, sir. We'll let you fly. We know you got a busy day, but thank you so much for your video. We wanted to highlight it today on the radio. Thanks for coming back. You got to spread the word to these guys. I'm just hoping some of them don't get it.
Well, give me a call back soon, and we'll give you an update.
Thank you, sir. Godspeed.
Thank you, Sam Baba.
Cliff Kincaid, everybody. I'm telling you right now, he's one of the true blue for reals. When we first got into radio, Cliff and Reed Irvine and Accuracy in Media were just banging on all cylinders, doing a phenomenal job with their research. Kurt, this just astounds me. I know people are going to be like, Sam, why are you so hard on Kavanaugh and Trump on this one? Kurt, if we allow this to continue and we allow the Vince Foster death to happen, we allow the cover-up on these things, we allow witness tampering. I mean, it goes right back to our thefreedomcoalition.com website and what we're trying to do there about innocence in prison. Hey, if you can witness tamper and intimidate and get away with cover-up and destroy evidence, and it happened 25 years ago with the Clintons, and now it's happening today with their email servers and destroying evidence, then you got to start to ask about the Seth Rich murder, because, well, what goes on with the circle just continues as history repeats itself. Kurt, you want to comment on this?
Man, it's a can of worms, Sam. It's a massive can. You know, and I mean, it's kind of like when we, I remember when we first were learning about, the Obama thing, you know, and the birth certificate stuff and things with Jerome Corsi and others. And then people would say, oh, come on now, just leave that alone. And, you know, when you, if you decide to leave certain things and go, well, we'll just let that go, then where do you stop? You know, you got the Vince Foster thing, you got the JFK thing, you got the Fed Reserve thing. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And, you know, we want justice for all, and we want the Lady Liberty to be, well, I mean, she's got to be wide awake, but she's got to be, you know, with, I guess you could say, you know, a cover up over her eyes, in that she's chooses to have justice for everybody. Hillary,
amen to that.
Bill, Obama, you know, Vince Foster, you know, whatever, whoever it is, JFK, you know, I mean, we got to get to these real truths. You
what
know,
about a judge that clerks for Kennedy? Mm-hmm. Clerks for Kennedy, gets his start in the district courts from Elena Kagan. I mean, this guy, he's a graduate of Yale University and Yale Law School. This guy has grown up in Washington, D.C. Both of his parents were lawyers. His wife is, he met her from the White House. I mean, he called the colleagues on the D.C. courts good friends. Okay, this guy is disaster, Kurt. I mean, I don't know that you can get more insider than this guy. Can you find a greater judge that's an insider with so many ties to inside? Okay, even if he might be a decent guy, there's no way he could prosper in that swamp if he's really standing for liberty. But somehow he gets escalated, more and more and more power, rewarding more and more and more responsibility and continuing to rise in authority and power. Does that really happen if you're a true blue Robert Bork kind of a justice, Kurt?
You know, I really don't think so. And I wish, like, for example, I saw an interview with our buddy Tony Perkins from the Family Research Council. And the guy we've known for years, Washington Watch style and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, he's been excellent. His comments with this Fox News lady, I was going to say Newsbay, but that's kind of, you know, chauvinist, right? You know, so anyway, this Fox News lady.
It's okay if you engage in sexual adoration. You just can't cross any lines, my friend.
Okay.
Got it?
Well, anyway, you know, he basically said, look, you know, we've seen this president, and he's basically kept his word, which, you know, he said, in my lifetime, he's kept his word more than any president I've ever seen. And I got to agree with him there. What I hope for is that, you know, President Trump has said, hey, you know, these guys want this guy to be up. So we'll put him up, and then we'll, you know, rely on two or three guys to basically say, hey, he's not qualified, and he'll go ahead and withdraw. And then we can, you know, then we can get, you know, for example, that the real good Catholic lady or whoever, Mike Lee, you know, get the other one in there. I don't know for sure. I mean, you heard me.
You're right. It's
Roy
a hope,
Moore,
though, Kurt.
You know,
we can hope for this, though. And like Reader or like Cliff Kincaid said, we never should give up. And your point is, let's not give up. Let's try for the second best thing. Let's put this guy up. Let's get him rejected. Let's move along to the next person. That's what we need to do. I don't know if Donald's involved in that or not. I sure hope so. All I can tell you is that's an hour. We're doing our best to give you the truth, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, Kavanaugh is the insider's insider. From how he got on the courts with liberal justices to his whole life being in politics and the White House. And I mean, the guy's been with everybody. He's been in the swamp. How can he not be part of what he's been involved in his whole literal 53-year life? That's my concern. I'm not here to attack him. I am here to say he's not the guy that we want on the Supreme Court. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure.